The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Yes, Jeff Cooner is with me now, the host of the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston. Jeff is described as liberalism's worst nightmare, a conservative nationalist who champions God, country and family. Jeff, a pleasure as always. Are you going to buy one of Donald Trump's Bibles?
No.
Oh, Jeff, you disappoint me. I thought you might have ordered a stack of them. I thought I'd get one as a present.
No, I mean, apparently it's a Bible with a constitution. It's like a twofer, two in one. And apparently it's all made in the USA. So the Bible is made in the USA. I hope the constitution is as well. And all of that, Kieran, for $59.95.
$60. I don't know about what the exchange rate is at the moment. I mean, it seems a bit pricey for a Bible. You can get one free in every hotel room.
Well, you know, when you're tied up in court and all your money's going to lawyers, you need all the money you can get right now, Kieran.
It kind of like it. Listen, set aside whatever you think of him and his politics and policies. It is kind of daft, isn't it, that you've got a guy running for president and he's flogging Bibles?
Well, he's hawking Bibles, he's hawking sneakers, he's hawking, he'll sell anything. I mean, really, he'd sell contraception, he'd sell birth control, he'd sell condoms if he could.
Oh, God, to perish the thought of condom with Donald Trump's face on the end of it. Don't give him any ideas, he might be listening.
Glow-in-the-dark condom.
So listen, why does he need to do this? Why is Donald Trump in financial peril?
Well, the irony is he thought he needed to do it, which is why he did it. However, he's one of the luckiest men on the face of the earth, because not only on Monday was he essentially politically resurrected from the dead, where the judge lowered his bond to $175 million from $465, which he couldn't pay. And so Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, was already getting literally the padlocks ready to start seizing Trump Tower, seizing his assets, grabbing his bank accounts. And he went on Truth Social and he became a publicly traded company. And he's now flush with money. Truth Social has exploded. He's gotten a windfall of about $3.5 billion. He's now worth about six, according to Fortune magazine, he's now worth about $6.5 billion. And he's now one of the five wealthiest billionaires in the world. So all of a sudden, he went from being cash strapped to now practically drowning in money. And it's given him a tremendous financial boost. Politically now, he is looking stronger than ever. So had we spoken last week, I would have said to you Monday could be the end of Trump. And here we are on Thursday, and he's wealthier than ever, richer than ever, and now poised to win the presidency in November. Because really, Kieran, the big story, and I think your audience really needs to focus on this, forget Biden and Trump. The man now that's really emerging as the spoiler is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He is obviously Kennedy name. Prominent progressive liberal. He is an independent. He's running as a third party candidate. His candidacy has skyrocketed. In all the polls, he is at 10%, 12%, in some cases 15%. And most of the voters that he's peeling away are not Trump voters, they're Biden voters. And so Democrats now are in a full panic, because if these numbers hold up, this is CNN. I'm not giving you anything original here. CNN is saying this, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all of Biden's media allies. If these numbers hold up, Biden cannot win. It's impossible.
Why is he taking voters from Biden? I mean, when you look at his kind of policy positions, I mean, they don't tend to overlap, as far as I can tell, with Joe Biden's to a great degree.
Well, I mean, how do I say yes and no? I mean, I think I always say you're half right. Look, he's more of a hawk on the border than Joe Biden. However, look, there's a strong strand of the progressive left. They're very anti-war. RFK Jr. is anti-war. He wants a negotiated settlement in Ukraine. But, you know, on climate change, he's very much of an environmentalist. He's for nationalized health care. He's very pro-choice on abortion. He, however, is against big tech. He's against big pharma. He's against corporate power in America. And his argument is that the Biden regime in particular has gotten very cozy with Wall Street, with powerful corporate donors. And so there is a huge slice of the progressive left who are disillusioned Democrats, who don't like some of Biden's more corporate policies. And they also think, honestly, he's just mentally unfit. They just think he's over the hill. His cognitive decline is now too serious, too grave. They love the Kennedy name. And, you know, for all of his eccentricities, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is still in many ways a traditional liberal Democrat. And that's why he's doing so well among many liberals, many progressives, many Democrats, many former Biden voters. And then the other thing, Kieran, is you've got the Green Party with Jill Stein, you know, like in Europe, classic, you know, they're really more focused on an environmentalist agenda. She's polling 2%. And you've got Cornel West, who's an Ivy League professor. He's more of a black socialist, but he's really making the issue of the Palestinians and Palestine a central plank of his entire platform. He is doing very well in Michigan, very well in Minnesota. So the problem that Biden now has is that on the left, the vote is getting fractured and splintered among four candidates: Biden, RFK, Jill Stein, and Cornel West. Trump, unless no labels emerges with, say, Nikki Haley or someone like that, but unless they come out with their own candidate, Trump's got the whole right. He's got the conservative vote locked up, most of the Republican vote. And that's why I'll give you the latest poll. And I think this sums up the country and the race right now. Trump, 43%. Biden, 38%. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., 13%.
Wow.
If those numbers hold, Trump wins in a landslide.
Robert F. Kennedy has some kooky views, though, doesn't he?
Well, he's on the vax, on the vaccine. He's quite a hardliner on the vaccine.
But he chairs this group that claims vaccines cause autism as well.
Yeah, he said some extreme stuff on vaccines. I mean, I've had him on my show. I have to say, I don't agree with him on many issues. But he's very articulate, very smart, very well-read, a man who's been around for a long time. He is what's really connecting with a lot of his supporters. They're younger voters. He's very anti-CIA. He's very anti-deep state. He's made a big issue that
he
believes...
They killed some of his relations, I think he believes.
Yeah, exactly. You nailed it. You nailed it. That he's making a big issue of the fact that the CIA killed John F. Kennedy, his uncle, and he believes they killed his father, Bobby Kennedy. So there is that. He's got an appeal to those who are very critical of the national security state and believe that the CIA and these other agencies have grown too powerful in the shadows and that they're a threat to our democracy. And it's not that he's going to win. He's not, you know, he's not close to winning. But when you're in 10, 12, 13, 15%, look, I remember 1992. He's essentially the Ross Perot of this race.
Yeah.
Perot divided the Republican vote. He peeled away votes from then Bush 41, Bush Sr., and Bill Clinton went right up the middle. And what did he win with? 43% of the vote.
And I know, because we can be guilty from this far afield, Jeff, of looking at the United States as kind of, you know, one big kind of mass of people who vote. Of course, it's not. It's 50 individual contests, and that's how the system is set up. In those swing states, is it 6 and 10 swing states that actually matter, depending on who you speak to? Within those states, the facts and figures, as you relay them, are they the reality? In those states, Robert F. Kennedy
Jr. You nailed it. It's the Electoral College. That's what really that's the ball game. That's what decides presidential elections, and this is why the Democrats are very nervous with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in the race. Take North Carolina. Trump is almost plus 10. Wisconsin, plus 7. Georgia, plus 9. Arizona, plus 9. So in all of these key battleground states, that the Democratic vote is getting split is giving Trump almost an insurmountable lead. And that's why, Karen, look, I'm going to go on the record. You can hold me to this. If these numbers still hold up, I want to underline the word if by July, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is still at 10, 11, 12, 13%. Joe Biden will not be the Democratic nominee. They are going to throw him under the bus at the convention. They will not nominate him. Mm. They're going to have to go with somebody else. Somebody who can bring those Jill Stein voters, those Cornel West voters, and most of those Robert F. Kennedy Jr. voters to come back into the Democratic fold. Because if these numbers hold up, Biden is toast. And frankly, the Democrats are going to get wiped out.
And Jeff, just think, this time next year, if you're staying in the Lincoln bedroom, you could open that bedside locker and there might not be a Gideon Bible in it. There might be one of Donald Trump's.
Well, that's why I get it now.
It
could be a collector's item.
Jeff Kuhner, host of the Kuhner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff, a pleasure as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.